what your biometrics law, what are you seeking?
Well, it's very disheartening to learn that retailers are using facial recognition and other biometric data to basically create a database of their customers and other individuals. This, of course, is very, very important information. It's not as if your credit card got broken into and they tried to steal from your credit card. If this got compromised with the AI technology that exists today, people could do many nefarious things just with somebody's face. So I believe it is imperative that we as a county pass a law that bars any organization, retailer, establishment that opens itself to the public from, first off, compiling this data, facial recognition, other types of biometric data, and then storing it. I'm very worried about the long-term potential ramifications of that and the impact it could have on individuals. So I am going to be working with our law department, our policy department, and others to prepare a law and send it to the legislature for them to introduce. I feel very confident that the legislators are concerned about this too, and as such, I think that they will be moving forward, regardless of political party, to support this proposal.
Actually, I was about to mention, we talked to Lindsay Larego. It really is a bipartisan issue. And I talked to customers outside of Wegmans store yesterday. They were all concerned. This was a red flag to them. The words that kept coming up is Big Brother in 1984-ish. So, I mean, the consumers are very concerned about this.
Well, they should be. I mean, if they're compiling data and identifying who you are based on your face when you walk in, they can immediately, if the facial recognition software system says that Joe Smith has walked into the Wegmans or Jim Fink has walked into a Home Depot, immediately ping that and then watch every one of your moves, see everything that you're doing, and then that they compile it in a database. And as we've seen, there's been significant data breaches. But as I said, Jim, if your credit card got compromised, there's laws to protect you so you don't have to pay if they stole $5,000 from your credit card. If they steal your face and that's used in nefarious purposes, it could have significant impact on people's lives. And that's why this is a whole different level of a Big Brother, so to speak. But it's also in a business that is regulated by government. You can't go into a supermarket without it having passed health inspections. You can't go into a supermarket and go, say, to the meat counter and buy a pound of ham or turkey without it having the scale having been approved by the government so that you're actually getting a pound of turkey, not three-quarters of a pound when they tell you it's a pound. So we already have significant regulation power over a lot of these businesses anyway, and I think we should take it to the next step and just ban them in our county from compiling this data and then using it for whatever purpose. It's just wrong. It is an invasion of our privacy, but the ramifications associated with it in today's day and age is significant, that somebody just walking into a store could have their face recognized, be put through a facial processing program, put in AI, stored, and then used for whatever purpose in the future, or worse, have a data breach in which it's stolen.
Are you surprised Wegmans, which prides itself on being very family-friendly, you know, being the good guys, would be the ones that got exposed for using biometrics?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I mean, Wegmans is a very well-respected family-owned company that's based out of Rochester and is of course, one of our two largest in Erie County and Western New York. I know they're worried about theft, and I worked in the retail industry years ago. I worked for Tops Markets, and I also worked for Sears, and we were always worried about theft. But there are better ways to go about it, especially I see them. You hear of a supermarket chain across the United States that went to the self-grocery, now going back to cashiers because they realize it actually saves them money from all the theft that goes on with regards to the self-grocery items. So instead of investing in facial recognition technology, I'd rather see them just hire a few more security guards as well as bring back a few more cashiers. And I think not only would they reduce theft, but everyone would be happier for it, knowing that their face isn't being recognized by a camera and then store it in a system without anybody's approval.
Now, as a lawyer, how do you craft a law like this? So it's pretty ironclad. As a lawyer, how do you craft a law like this?
Well, that's a good question, Jim, and that's why I've called on our Department of Law as well as the policy department to work on it. And they've already started to do the work. They're looking to see if there are similar laws on the books elsewhere in the United States. What we've learned, and every time that you kind of craft a new law, is did somebody else do this? We don't need to reinvent the wheel if the wheel already exists. And if it's past judicial muster, then it makes sense to try to base it off of that. So they're doing that work right now, regardless of the fact, even if this is the first in the nation, and it might be, I don't know, type of law, we're going to move ahead with what we think is an appropriate law under the powers that are granted to Erie County.
Good. How quickly would you like to see this get to the legislature? In talking to some of the lawmakers, they're definitely gung-ho about this. This is not, not something they want to push aside.
No, I talked to Chairman Myers today. He certainly is supportive of this. The Majority Leader, John Gilmore, is supportive of this. I haven't talked to every legislator, but I have heard that on both sides of the aisle, they're supportive. My goal is to make certain that we get the law done correctly, but hopefully have something passed within the next couple months.
Will John Mills have to recuse himself from this because he's a vendor to Wegmans and supermarkets?
I don't think he'd have to. If he was somebody who had an open business to the public that did facial recognition, then maybe he would have to recuse himself. But just as a vendor to Wegmans, because it's not just Wegmans. There are other businesses that I've learned are engaging in this facial recognition, this data mining through biometric information of their customers, and their customers it appears are unaware of it. So I don't think Mr. Mills would, but our ethics department would be the one to take a look at that. But my understanding is just because he sells to Wegmans would not be enough
to
recuse it.